Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. AskPat. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 884 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today coming in from Steven from fulltimefba.com. So why don't we listen in? Here we go.
Hi, Pat. This is Steven Smotherman, and I blog over at fulltimefba.com, where I help people make a full-time income by selling online via Amazon FBA. Now, my blog has grown to over 10,000 subscribers with so much thanks to you and years worth of listening to your podcast. In the past, I used to have great difficulty dealing with all of the email questions I get on a daily basis until I heard your interview with your executive assistant on SPI session number 115, where you suggest hiring an assistant to take care of frequently asked email questions with pre-written canned responses. So thanks to you, my email is under control, but I still need help with social media. Full-time FBA is very active on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, and that's where my question comes to you today. So I get countless questions and comments every single day on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. Oh, there's another one. So when I first started, I was able to reply to every single one of those questions back at the beginning, but now I've grown to a place in my business where it would seriously be a full-time job for me to reply to everyone. So what do you think is the best plan of action to deal with all of these questions and comments? It seems like it'd be a little harder to do canned social media replies from my assistant, especially since people would assume that it's coming from me. Also, what about the questions that don't have a ready-made reply? At some point, do you just ignore some of these comments or questions? So I don't want to be rude to my followers, but I know it's not a wise decision for me to stop growing my business in order to answer all of these questions. Pat, I admire you greatly as a man of character and integrity, and I look forward to hearing your answer to this question. Thank you.
Hey, Steven, thank you so much for the question. I totally resonate with the question because, you know, it's been a while now since I've been at that point at which it's been very difficult for me to reply to everybody. In the beginning, it's a great strategy, one of the best things you can do. It'll help you stand out from your audience or for your audience from and amongst everybody else out there in the space. So obviously, Steven, you've lived that. You've been doing it great. I'm glad you're getting a hold on email now. But social media, it's a little bit different, right? And for me, social media is not something that I actually want to hand out to anybody else, at least at this point. And even at this point, I can't see myself ever doing that because it's me, right? And that's a direct connection to me that I feel should come from me. But that's my take. And there's a lot of people out there who do have assistants that manage social media accounts that do respond with canned responses or have a great knack for understanding the voice of the influencer. And that's okay too. But for me, it's just something I don't want to pretend that's me. And not that I do that with email anyway. Jessica, my executive assistant, who's awesome, she answers as herself on behalf of me. But anyway, what can you do to manage social media replies? Well, for me, the number one strategy that I've used is making sure I block out a specific time of the day where I go in and the mindset going into that hour, or actually it's about a half hour to 45 minutes of time each day is to just literally go in and boom, 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 respond to as many people as I can. And typically I can get through most of them because I'm just batch processing all those things. I would turn off notifications. I do like how you did that. I don't know if that's something you did just with a button to time it that way, but it worked out. I thought that was really cool. But I would turn off notifications because every time that notification pops up or every time you log into Twitter and Facebook, you're going to see more messages. And what is that essentially? It's the same as email. It's people who require or who are asking for your attention at a time at which you probably don't need to give them your attention right now. People don't necessarily expect a response so soon. Now, that is, if you have a product and there are issues related to customer service, then yes, social media, you need to respond as soon as possible. And that's a good time to have an assistant just to kind of have an eye and an ear out on what's happening so that in an emergency situation, that assistant can ping you and say, hey, so-and-so on Twitter is having a problem. How should I respond? Or can you respond to that? That's how I think an assistant can be used and should be used, at least at this stage, for social media to make sure you see the things that you need to see, just like email, right? But batching the responses by you at a certain time period each day or certain times of the week is going to be enough to suffice to make everybody happy, to make you happy, because you're not going to let everybody be ignored. And also the last thing I want to say is that I always mention that the expectation, and that is, well, I cannot get to everybody at this point, but I will do my best. And I have an assistant that is able to help. But even then, you know, it's getting so, there's so much volume that I can't possibly get to everybody at the time at which I would want to, but I will try. And so what that does is it sets that expectation of, hey, you know what, if I email Steven or message Steven on social media, I might not get a reply. And if it doesn't happen, that's okay. He's probably just really busy. But if that's the expectation, but then you do reply or that person does get helped out, well, then it just blows their mind. So make sure that expectations are managed up front and you always over-deliver on that if you can. And that's how you do it. So Steven, hopefully that's really helpful. And I want to wish you all the best. So thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. And I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt from Jessica. She's going to message you and collect your physical address so we can send that to you. I want to thank you again for the question. And for everybody else out there listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Just click the record button and ask away. Thank you so much. I appreciate you all so, so much. And head on over to iTunes if you can and leave a quick review for Ask Pat. I do appreciate that. And finally, here's a quote to finish off the day by Martha Graham. No artist is ahead of his time. He is his time. It is just that others are behind the time. Your time, guys. Cheers. Take care. Thanks so much. See you in the next episode. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.